Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big proclamations about the New England Patriots of Tom Brady the day after they take their first loss, the day after Brady has a bad game. But they did take a loss that almost nobody thought they were going to take. And Brady did not look like peak Brady or anything close to it. So I mentioned yesterday I was kind of bored by the storylines, but in the NFL in general. But now here's one. Are the Patriots suddenly mediocre? Is Tom Brady hit that 40-year-old wall? I don't know the answers, but I can't wait to watch next week.
Story number three.
Andy Reid, when he went to dinner with Jeffrey Lurie, the Philadelphia Eagles owner, for the first time so many years ago. This is news today because Lurie just told this story yesterday.
Yeah.
That when the waitress came and asked for his order, he ordered three steaks.
What's going on?
How many?
Three.
My goodness.
He actually looked the waitress in the eyes and said, I want three fillets.
How do you say that with a straight face in a restaurant? Do you have to kind of buffer it? Don't you kind of go, yeah, I know I'm fat, but I still want the three.
Even if I thought, I want three steaks.
How do you get
so
through saying that?
I just would be embarrassed to say that to another person.
I can't ask you to do this.
There's sometimes when I'm I'm on the road by myself, so I'm eating by myself, and I'll be like, you know what? I want an appetizer. I'm on an expense account anyway.
Yeah, well, get after
it. I want an appetizer, and I want an entree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat all of it. But I would like to taste that appetizer, and then I would like to taste that entree. And then you know what? I'm on an expense account. Maybe I'd like to taste that dessert. Now, I'm not going to eat all of it.
No.
And I feel almost compelled to tell the waiter, yeah, listen, I'm going to do these hot wings, and then I'm going to get a filet and a side of asparagus.
Yeah.
And then, I'm going to have the peanut butter cake at the end, but I'm just going to take a bite of it. Yeah. I'm not going to, I'm so embarrassed that I'm ordering so much food that I feel like I have to explain my ordering habits to the waiter. And yet Andy Reid doesn't carry just three steaks. That seems excessive.
I go to Jerry's Snow Cones, and when I get the double decker, I feel guilty doing that. That's not three steaks, though.
It's like when I go to my YOLO right down the street.
Yeah.
Shout out to YOLO.
Shout out to YOLO.
I've still never seen another man in there by himself other than me my whole life. I'm the only man ever in
there. I'm not going to judge.
Myself.
This is the same guy who drinks Zima over here.
But it's a little bit like when you put your cup on the little weigh station, and if you're in that $4 or $5 range, it means you're being reasonable. But if she suddenly looks at you and says that'll be $7.87, wow, I went too heavy.
Yeah,
you feel like she's looking at you $7.87, that's excessive.
She's judging you.
I haven't seen $7.87 all day,
she's
sir.
She's judging your ass.
I feel that way,
right?
So I'm conscious of that when I'm in my YOLO.
You think this is too much for Andy? Maybe three is a little excessive.
I think ordering three entrees at the same time, that's excessive for anybody. So hopefully he's cut that out.
Story number four.
Marvin Bagley has been cleared by the NCAA to play at Duke. And so that's good for college basketball. Obviously good for Duke. The number one probable pick in next year's NBA draft is going to be in uniform and ready to go from the very start of the season. That was never completely in doubt, but certainly uncertain because he reclassified late and basically was rushing all of this. But September 8th, he's already good to go.
Way to go, Duke.
And that's why, among the reasons you go play basketball at Duke, because if I don't know. Perhaps
they made it happen.
Perhaps his case was so clear cut that the NCAA just looked at it and said, "Okay, good to go." Yeah. I just doubt that this gets done as quickly if he goes to basically anywhere other than Duke. But good for him and good for the Blue Devils. They'll be your preseason number one. Talking to Jeff Calkins next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. The Mid-South's SEC station. Broadcasting on Blowtorch 680 AM in Collierville. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Come celebrate the first anniversary of Allen Edmonds Germantown store going on now. Stop in and save 15% on Allen Edmonds branded shoes and accessories during the anniversary celebration now through September 10th. Allen Edmonds, an American original.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Thank you for calling Tires Online. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about some tires I bought from y'all online a couple of weeks ago.
Hold, please.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Tires Online. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was asking you about the tires that I ordered from y'all.
Hold, please.
What?
Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered some tires from y'all. And
hold, please.
Boy, this was a great idea.
Don't buy your tires online or at a discount store. At Raleigh Tire Auto Service Center, you get professional, local service and free tire rotation, balance, flat repair, and alignment test for the life of the tire. At Raleigh Tire in Collierville, Cordova, Arlington, Olive Branch, or Raleigh, you'll find Michelin tires ready for all the miles you plan and the stops you least expect.
Rolling, 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 Raleigh Tire keeps you rolling.
Raleigh Tire! Auto repair, wheels and tires, including Michelin. Raleigh Auto Tire Service Center keeps you rolling.
So there's a woman named Carmen. She lived here in Memphis. She needed to sell her home quickly and at a reasonable price because she was changing jobs, moving to a different part of the country. Didn't want to get stuck with two mortgages. Who wants to get stuck with that? Even if you think it'll work out, and maybe it will, but it often becomes problematic. You know, you put yourself in a financial strain that you don't need to be in, don't want to be in. So to avoid all that, what did she do? She did what I've been telling you to do for a long time. She got in touch with Josh Heisaw, Keller Williams Realty. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com, and he's got the 45-day guarantee. It's his unique selling proposition. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He'll sit down with you, help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys will agree on a price, and if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion's dumb, he's going to let you out of that contract. You'll be completely free and clear. So there's no risk in getting in touch with him. It's why you should. Phone number's 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Comcast Business offers fast and reliable internet speeds in your area. Call 1-800-501-6000 now and choose a fast internet plan. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. All the fast Comcast Business internet speeds include business Wi-Fi, access to millions of national hotspots, 24/7 customer service, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Schedule your installation today. Call 1-800-501-6000 now and select a fast internet plan based on your business needs. Then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Let Comcast Business help give your business an edge over competitors with consistently fast internet speeds, even during peak hours. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add phone and TV for just $34.90 more per month. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Offer ends 9/30/17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee extra.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Presented by the Blue Monkey.
A premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness and filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brad Carson?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. That comes in handy, particularly late at night.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how this always happens, but you tend to run out of your mixer before you run out of your New Amsterdam.
Yeah, what do you get?
I don't know why it works that way. It's just you open up the fridge and you're like,
somebody got into your stuff.
Where is all my stuff? Mm-hmm. And you'll have a little nervous breakdown for a second. You'll be like, oh, no. Why did I not properly prepare for this West Coast baseball game? And then just like that, you're going to snap out of it, and you're going to go, but GP told me not to worry. New Amsterdam vodka is so smooth, you can drink it straight.
Yeah.
So then you pour it into a little cup. You drink it, and then you go to sleep. Wake up tomorrow and enjoy your day. They got flavored vodkas, too. Peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, raspberry, citron, coconut. Lemon is among the new flavors. Shot a little promotional video for New Amsterdam Vodka.
Yeah. Were you drinking straight from the bottle?
Lemon, Brad. Straight from the bottle.
Like, straight up. Like, take a big, big hitter.
Listen, I don't care where I get in life. I ain't never going to be too good to take a swig right out the bottle, Brad.
It's good.
I ain't going to forget where I came from.
Heard that.
New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. The return of Harley Horn Lake is in the next segment. I can't tell you what kind of questions Jeff has for the Harvard side, but on the Horn Lake side, we will be testing your knowledge of African-American adult film stars and or Lil Wayne. And then when we're done, I promise you, I'll apologize because I know it's
offensive to some people, Gary, and frankly,
I know
I'm offended by the whole thing. I think you should get rid of the sex-oriented questions.
Whenever you want to get rid of Harvard Horn Lake, I'm happy to do it.
I'm not saying get rid of the whole bit. I'm just saying
I swear,
questions are offensive.
Hand to heart. I spent an hour researching African-American adult film stars today. Like, it's the most I spend doing
I
anything.
Let me be clear. You
I'm
do a
happy
good job
to never
it.
Do this again. But there's an audience for this stupidity. And so we will provide.
How sweet it is.
Provide Harvard Horn Lake for our audience. Jeff Coggins, how are you?
I'm good.
So earlier today,
yeah.
I saw Manny Diaz. You remember Manny Diaz,
mm-hmm.
right? Used to be down at Mississippi State,
yep.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have been at Mississippi State again somehow. And then
moved around.
Yeah, just bouncing around. Well, now he's in Miami. And he made me reconsider my position about Miami and Arkansas State. Now, you and I were both like, we're not going to criticize Miami. They're facing an mm-hmm. unprecedented storm. Do what you want to do. But could you really have not played the game in Jonesboro? Like, it's probably safer to be in Jonesboro than Miami. Like, is it really so crazy that you
could have been there? More there than I was there. I said, even independently, why? If it's only football, why the hell would you want these people to be with their families?
There was a part of me that was like, and that's where if you said yes or get on one side or the other,
right.
I was on that side. But there was a part
of
me.
Pretty firmly on that side.
But I didn't mean to mischaracterize.
You were on that side.
Right.
But you said it's also convenient, like, if you don't want to go to a party and your kid's sick, it's a convenient excuse.
And then Manny Diaz tweeted this today.
Yes.
He said, after 2 days of prepping the house and waiting for hours for gas and supplies, my family each packed 2 suitcases and spent 13 hours in a car yesterday. What we left behind, we figure we'll never see again. It will just about take a miracle for there to be a football game in the state next weekend, let alone this weekend. The entire state right now is in the crosshairs of the strongest storm ever in the Atlantic, and we are still talking about football with all these lives in the balance. Come on, man, perspective. And at that moment, I was like, even if the game was in Jonesboro or anywhere outside of the state of Florida, you can't be preparing for a football game.
Let's just pretend here. Massive storm descending on Memphis in 2 days. Okay, massive freaking storm descending on Memphis in 2 days that could destroy Memphis.
Right.
You're going to want to get on a plane and fly to, let's say it's safe in Miami.
Right.
Fly to Miami and be away with your family. Hey, you can play the game there. You can play high lie unless you're a high lie player.
Right.
You can play a high lie in Miami, no problem. You can avoid this. No, hey, who the hell wants to get on that plane?
Hey, Kelly, I'm going to go coach a football game, and I need you to spend 13 hours in prepping the home and then getting our most valuable possessions into a truck.
Drive yourself out of there, and I'll meet you down in Miami.
No, it really is, because I was sort of on the side, like, if I were an Arkansas State fan,
I feel bad for now even questioning it.
If I were an Arkansas State fan or official, like, I would be a little frustrated. And yet, after I read that tweet, I was like, I couldn't be frustrated by them.
I think the whole thing has been, like, even last night when the Tigers finally canceled their game, from various fans, you got pushback. Couldn't they have played in somewhere else? You know, whomever FAMU is playing and whoever it is playing in Birmingham. And, and like, couldn't they have played somebody? Are you sure they exhausted them? They could have gotten the game. It's still, who cares if they get the, literally, who cares if they get the game in?
Right.
I don't care if they get the game in. You know what else? I don't care if they play it ever.
Right.
Like, it's not even, like, even big games, I don't really, in the scale of a hurricane, I don't particularly care relative. But, like, this game, who cares? Like, the Tigers will still, they'll play the whole Western Division, the West Division, whatever. Like, I don't care if they ever play this game ever in my life. It won't bother me in the slightest if they never play Central Florida.
And it's actually, I think, and I'd walked through this earlier, but you tell me if you disagree on any point, like, totally a good thing for the University of Memphis to not play this game. And for a bunch of different reasons. A, the most obvious. Right now, they're 1-0.
They're still going to be 1-0.
They're going to be 1-0 next
playing
Saturday.
Playing UCLA against ABC.
If they were to play Central Florida tonight, I don't know that they'd still be 1-0. I don't know that they wouldn't be 2-0.
They might be.
But they were underdogs.
They were underdogs. But the professional said is they were going to be 1-1.
They were banged up underdogs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The professional said they were going to be 1-1. So you avoid a loss. Like, who's totally, not happy about that?
Totally awesome.
Like, Texas should have tried that.
Avoid a possible loss.
What's worse than playing with bad players, right, Tom Herman? Playing.
Avoid a possible loss.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you're at no risk of losing players in a game. You lost three last week.
Right. Yeah.
So in this, you're not losing anymore.
And those who are banged up,
right?
They get to heal.
Plus, I know they're taking today off, but they'll be back in that football facility tomorrow, preparing for UCLA, doing real work. In whatever form, UCLA's got to play a football game tomorrow. They get a day advantage on preparing, and then UCLA's got to get on a plane on Friday, maybe even Thursday. They might come in even 2 days early because of the early kickoff. And so if you're Mike Norvell, are you frustrated?
Sure, you're frustrated.
You put in a lot of work for Central Florida.
All summer you were looking at Central Florida.
Yeah, then you get on the plane, go there, have to turn around, come right back.
Like, whose fault's that, by the way?
Well, I mean, you would... I guess
I don't think. By the way, I don't think it's mostly Memphis's fault. Like that's my only quibble with what happened yesterday.
Well,
it was 7:30 that they got on the plane. They didn't get on the plane at 2:00. They got on the plane at 7:30.
And then I think it's more.
And while they're in the air, the governor canceled everything. I actually think it's more Central Florida and their communication with. It's more on Central Florida and the conference and their communication with the governor. They should have known this was coming,
right?
Honestly, and then they should have told Memphis and whatever else, right, as opposed to have Memphis fly down there. I blame Central Florida for it.
Well, I mean, it is true that Central Florida was the last, literally the last school in the state of Florida.
What was with them?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like they were canceling NFL games. Like,
right, who the hell do they think they are?
Right, and so I understand.
Now, there's on Friday and all the other, it was on Saturday.
I do understand why early in the week they moved it to Friday.
No criticism at all, totally.
Right. But it did get to a point where it was like, okay, this is going to be really bad, and we want people leaving. Like, they were already telling people, get out now. And so then to hold a football game on a Friday night when everybody
else is just getting the hell out of there.
It's an incentive for people not to get the hell out of there, which is exactly what you do not want. The game should have been called early yesterday, I think.
I think that's true. And I think it is. I think it is. Shows the sort of a little bit of the lack of perspective that people sort of have here around this stuff. Like, right, in the end, like, can I just whatever? It's right, a freaking football game.
Right.
No big deal. Like, they got back. Everybody's back safe.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things,
those are real checks for the University of Memphis, though.
Yeah, I'm told that there might be some insurance, that they have some insurance. Okay. So it's actually not going to cost them money to fly back and forth.
That's good.
I'll tell you who it is. I talked to the guy who had to, in fact, I just updated my Take 5 as a column, and I talked to the dude who had to drive the truck. His name is Chris Morrow.
Right.
He had to drive a truck out of here, 800 and some miles to Orlando. They unpacked the truck.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Now, maybe more of the equipment people in track the truck, sure, than the driver, but he did whatever. They got there Thursday morning, unpacked the truck. Then they got the call last night.
Oh, God.
You got to drive back. And so they leave today. And they're bumper to bumper traffic.
Can't move
the whole time. Like,
that's
a 53-foot truck,
right,
and they were going. The time I talked to him, he said we're going 30, 35, which is the best they'd been doing all day.
Wow.
And in fact, they said as we were driving down there, we were going on the southbound lane. And the northbound lane was like, and you something wrong with his picture, because the northbound lane is bumper to bumper, even as they were headed down.
Is it a big football semi, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a big football. It's got the tiger wrap on it, yeah, whatever. It's got
represented
well. I saw a tweet from somebody like similar to this exact scenario where, like, it's bumper to bumper traffic going one way on the interstate. The picture's from above, like, just car after car after car. They're not moving. And there's this one car on the other side of the interstate going. And the tweet was like something along the lines of, that's the guy who forgot his cell phone charger.
instead it's the guy it's a Memphis Tiger wrap
right,
truck.
Right.
What if the horn? You think the horn is the horn? You pull the horn, it goes.
That's what your horn does. If you got the Memphis truck.
Yeah. If you have the Memphis truck, your horn's got to be.
Here he comes, guys, southbound.
75? I think it's 75.
What if they pulled your radio out and the only thing that played the whole way
this.
If you drove the Tiger truck is
800 and some miles south, due south to Orlando. What are you guys doing? There's a football game this way. You guys are going the wrong way.
Yeah, Central Florida.
What are you looking at?
Central Florida waited too long to make the call.
Yes.
I think they wanted
to play home game. They wanted to beat Memphis.
Yeah. Right. So it's frustrating because your first game, I mean, coaches start thinking about this stuff like the second a season's over.
Right.
They're like looking at the next one and preparing and what we're going to do differently and how we're going to be better for it. And like, so Mike and that staff, they've spent this entire offseason going, we're going to have two games under our belt by the time we play UCLA. Instead, they've lost three starters, only played one game, and they played that game in a damn hurricane.
Right.
Like, they've really gained. Like, they haven't all the stuff you think you'll be able to work out, but before you, nothing. They've done nothing. Nope. They played a game, and
UCLA will have played two games.
UCLA will have played two games.
Yeah, and then if you're this is all really great. Who cares in the grand scheme? But if you're Riley Ferguson and you're expected to put up, you know, thousands of yards, what is he stuck at? He's stuck below 200 yards here. He's heading week three, behind 100 yards.
Right.
He's thrown for fewer than 100 yards. As he's entering week three.
By the time this weekend's over, no starting quarterback in the history in the entire nation will have thrown for fewer yards than Riley Ferguson.
Oh, my goodness.
That's probably true.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, everyone understands the context, but people do look at numbers.
He played in a hurricane already, basically.
Right. And if they'd played this time, his numbers wouldn't have been great either, presumably. Right. Right. At least raining.
But it's like, whatever. Like, all I know is this. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. My plan was to watch a Memphis football game. I'll figure something else out.
Tennis.
But I know what I'm doing next Saturday. I'm going to watch the undefeated Memphis Tigers.
How would you feel if you had a biology test and you'd studied and studied.
I would feel terrible.
studied and studied and so you feel like you got it nailed. The biology show, you got nailed.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever, there was an anthrax scare at the school. And I just said, no. Would you be happy you didn't take that? That's basically what happened.
I am always happy I don't have to take the biology exam.
Right. Well, that's what happened. They don't have to take the biology exam.
Yeah, except people
want... And there's no answer.
Except people want to play football. Like they
people
prepare,
do want to play football. Like
One of Kelly's friends married a Navy SEAL. We got into this awkward conversation one time because I think he and I fundamentally disagree on everything.
Oh, I bet.
But we were at dinner.
Sounds
we had a
like
couple
it.
Of drinks.
You and a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, me and a Navy SEAL.
You don't see eye to eye.
And I said, I was just curious. I was just picking his brain. Like, I wanted to know, like you know, was it you that shot Bin Laden? Like, I was just asking all the questions.
Yeah. Was it?
And, no, it was not him.
Okay.
And I said, so you guys train. Mm. And then you just got to hope, like, as odd as it seems, that like, you never have to use your training.
Right.
You know, that way you're never in a war. You're never, we're never in a war. Your life's never at risk.
Yeah. And he said no.
He was like, no. And I was like, what? He was like, no, we can't wait like to go do what we're trained to do. And I was like, even if that involves other people like trying to kill you, he's like, yeah, that's part of it. I'm like, that's crazy to me. I said, I would think your goal would be to never be at risk of dying. He's like, no, we want to be at risk of dying because we're so good at our jobs, we're not going to die. And I was like, I hope so. I hope so. But it was just like so backwards to me. But like, it completely makes sense. Yeah, I get it. If I were him, I just don't have his mindset. But I still.
And football players want to play football.
Football players want to play football.
I'm sure they're all disappointed.
Yeah, they want to play football.
I'm sure they're. And none of them. Just like that SEAL didn't think he was going to die.
Right.
Those football players didn't think they were going to lose.
Right.
That's true, too.
Right. But either way, they're going to be undefeated next Saturday.
They'll be undefeated next Saturday.
That's going to be fun. Do you think it's a real advantage? Because somebody, I mentioned this in the opening segment, and then somebody tweeted me, and they were like, do you really think it's an advantage? Playing that game at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific time, that's got to be
some advantage. I think it's some advantage.
I think it is.
An actual advantage,
it's not just kicking off at 9 a.m. Pacific with a football team that's playing across two time zones over. That's like a 5 a.m. wake-up call for them.
Right.
You know, that's not your body is not.
I think it's clearly an advantage.
I think playing UCLA early in the morning.
You're a sleepy Josh Rosen and don't let him get any coffee.
UCLA, they're going to be doing two things they never do, these players. Play football that early and deal with humidity.
Right. Exactly right.
Like it would just be miserable. Like we're up
and it's
early
humid.
And it's humid. This is this is awful.
Yeah,
like they're used to playing in the Rose Bowl, and all due respect, but it's a little different. Liberty Bowl's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like different. I don't know if you've ever driven into the Rose Bowl, but it's not quite like driving into Liberty Bowl.
No,
you'd acknowledge
it's
that, right?
Different environment.
Yeah,
because they got
one's in Orange Mound, one's in Pasadena.
They got no Tiger Lane.
They don't have Tiger Lane. That's the point I was making.
That's it.
Gary was beating around the bush. I'm just going to come out and say it. They don't have Tiger Lane.
Tiger Lane.
Like,
I've
been to the Rose Bowl.
They don't have that kind of environment.
Listen, I mean, you sit in that stadium and you look out at the hills and it's beautiful.
It's all dried up.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it'll probably burn.
Right.
And where's your Tiger Lane
anyway?
Where
is your Tiger Lane
anyway?
You ain't
got Ching's Wings down the road.
So they're going to, I think.
It's a real advantage.
How about this? Memphis got a better shot of beating UCLA than they would have had of beating Central Florida tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe if those three starters weren't hurt.
I don't think Las Vegas will think that. What do you think? I have no idea.
The early line was
the early line?
UCLA -2.5.
Really?
But that was before Josh Rosen went Rosen and before Jackson Dillon and
all his dudes got hurt.
Right. Mm. So it'll probably be different. But whatever. I can't wait. I can't wait for next Saturday.
You know what else is fantastic about that early deadline?
Mm. You can actually write about it in the commercial.
Yeah,
It'll be in the commercial Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, it'll be in your commercial. It's the one game that's going to actually make the paper.
Congratulations.
You'll be able to. Hey.
Sunday morning. Don't miss next Sunday's paper.
I'm going to need you to hit your 4 p.m. deadline.
It is going to be in next Sunday's paper.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. I might buy that one then. Harvard Horn Lakes next.
Hundreds in prizes. Download the new 92.9 FM ESPN WMFS app in the App Store. Simply go to the App Store, search for WMFS, and download the 92.9 FM ESPN app. Then enter the 92.9 College Football Pickoff for your chance to win a $500 Visa gift card and a $300 Yeti cooler, plus weekly Elbow restaurant gift cards. It's all powered by Gossett Motor Cars and Sunbelt Rentals.
Get down to Sandstown Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica, every weekend in September. Fridays went up to $500 slot dollars with Friday Night Football Frenzy, 7 to 11 p.m. Saturdays went up to $99,000 in cash with Spin Away, 1 to 5 p.m. Win slot dollars, electronics, and other prizes in our Man Cave giveaway. Saturday nights starting at 7 p.m. Must be 21 or older. Don't let the game get out of hand. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Cause it just feels right. Samstown Casino.
Duncan Williams Investment Bankers present Steve Miller Band, live at the Garden.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Friday, September 15th at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, log on to liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by FedEx, True Green, Infinity of Memphis, Regions Bank, Radiance, Pro Show, Mahaffey Tent, and PDR.
Summer is on the way out. Fall's just around the corner, so the clothes you wear are going to soon be changing, and that's why you need to get by James Davis to check out the new fall collection. My name is Gary Parrish. Been telling you about James Davis for years. Store is amazing. We're lucky to have it here in Memphis. They've got great deals on, among other things, five-pocket pants and performance and lifestyle fabrics and quarter zips, pullovers, and sports shirts. Do you like shirts you can wear untucked? Then check the new Johnny O shirts. Stylish and sharp. Light sport coats that can go with jeans? James Davis has them. And don't forget about the Stant custom-made shirts. You'll walk in, and the folks at James Davis, they're going to take three measurements, literally take seconds. Then they punch those measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside James Davis. You're going to grab that shirt and quickly realize it looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric and the pattern, and a shirt's going to be made specifically for you, and it'll be ready in 7 days. Prices start at just $98. It's a great deal, as are the Paul Battinley suits at James Davis. Regularly $5.95 each, but right now, you can get two for just $7.95 with free alterations. We're talking both modern and classic fits available. So where are you shopping this week and forever? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot. Thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone, right now you can save $4 on 16 ounces of Seafoam motor treatment for only $7.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With 64 Mid-South area locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey,
she's got that green applesauce pouch again. Jenny, want these chips?
I've got cookies.
Guys, you know I don't trade my go-go squeeze. Seriously, no one asked their mom yet?
I did, sort of.
You just gotta remember the name. Go-go squeeze. Let her know it's delicious. 100% fruit with no bad stuff and totally good for you.
What's it called again?
Go-go squeeze.
Go-go squeeze. Made with 100% fruit and no artificial anything. Goodness on the go. Find it in the applesauce aisle today.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. This is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
What's happening around your home when you're asleep or when you're away? Now's a great time to add security cameras from Phrase Protection. With mobile apps, you can see what's going on anytime from any place. At Phrase, you'll get the latest security technology at affordable pricing, backed by the award-winning Phrase Service Department, right here in Memphis. Mention this radio ad and you'll get 10% off your next equipment purchase. For the latest in home security, it's Phrase Protection.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros. Phrase Protection.
Coming to the church, your brain's all empty. They just fill it up like a jelly donut. Just brainwash it. Say what we say when we say it. Say it again, then you can go home to your toys.
Bill Burr, live tonight at 8, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Gossett Motor Cars invites you to visit 929ESPN.com to play the college football pickoff with awesome prizes. Speaking of prizes, Gossett has hundreds. Check them out at GossettMotorCars.net.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid.
It's 531. Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And every Friday when I'm in town and Jeff's in town and we feel like it, we play Harvard Horn Lake. Let's get it.
It's Harvard versus Horn Lake trivia, presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop.
Jeff is from Harvard University. Gary is from Horn Lake. Two sports minds from two very different worlds. This is Harvard Horn Lake trivia, only on 92.9 FM ESPN, 680 AM ESPN.
So you know how it works. The number's 535-3776. You're going to dial in. Cowboy Carson's going to get your name. He's going to throw it on the screen. I will come to you in the order that you were received. I'll say hello. You'll say hello. I'll ask you if you want a Harvard question or a Horn Lake question. If you say Harvard, you go over to Caucus. You say Horn Lake, you come my way. You get the first question right, you go to the other side. You get both questions right, makes you a winner. Brad Carson, tell them what they win today.
Delta Fair is going on over at the Agri Center. We got tickets for that. We have tickets for Skid Row at Horseshoe Bluesville. We have, that's by the way, on September 15th, so next weekend. Also, Steve Miller Band, September 15th, live at the Garden. Tickets to that. 38th Special, Horseshoe Bluesville. We got tickets to that. That's October 6th, by the way. Art on Tap, September the 8th. So that's coming up tonight, actually. So you got to get these at the radio station. We'll make arrangements for that. 21 or over, Dixon Gallery and Gardens tonight, Art on Tap. And finally, for those of you who are probably from like time I was in high school, we have Toadies tickets. That show is at the New Daisy Theater, September 14th, Gary.
Before we get to Harvard Horn Lake, some breaking news from the world of professional football. Oh. A judge has granted Ezekiel Elliott's temporary restraining order. And according to reporters who cover the Dallas Cowboys, that seems to suggest that he will be eligible to play in all 16 games this season. So if you drafted Ezekiel Elliott in your fantasy draft.
Hasseltine did, so he's in good shape for our draft.
This will be good news for Eric and everybody else who has Zeke Elliott on their team. We'll get back to that in Dinner to Go, but right now it's time to ask inappropriate questions on the radio.
Line one.
Let's go to Hank. Hank's in Horn Lake. Hank, what's up with it?
What's going on, guys?
Everything's good in our world, like I explained earlier in the show, but deserves to be pointed out again. Because I took constructive criticism from a caller last time we played Harvard Horn Lake, who said I was only referencing white adult film stars, and I should be a little more diverse with my adult film stars. Today, the adult film stars are completely 100% African-American, and if you don't want one of those questions, we got Lil Wayne questions because he's been in the hospital. He had some more seizures. Jeff Calkins, what's the Harvard questions today?
Harvard questions are Florida.
Florida questions from Jeff Calkins seems more innocent. Hank, you want to start in Horn Lake or in Harvard?
Let me try Lil Wayne.
Okay. I'm going to make this as easy as I can make it. Lil Wayne did 8 months in 2010 at what famous New York prison? It's the most famous New York prison.
I watch Law and Order all the time. I ought to know it.
I feel like you should know it.
Oh.
It's the famous.
I can't think of it.
Oh, Hank, I'm so disappointed in you. I'll try. Man. We'll try again next week. We'll try again next week.
Oh, well.
Go to Carrie in Lakeland. Carrie, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, you want Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's start with Horn Lake. Harvard.
Okay, in the state of Florida, let's try this again.
Yeah, please, God.
The state of Florida is home of the city that is the largest in land area in the entire country. What is that city? Largest
Orlando.
City. No, that's not correct.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
We're going to Matt in Memphis. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, everything's good. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Can I take a Lil Wayne question out there?
You want that one?
Yeah, Rikers.
Yeah, it's Rikers Island, of course. Rikers Island is the correct answer. Lil Wayne did 8 months of prison time there in 2010. Yeah, you're with Calkins now.
Yeah, can I get a new Florida one?
A new Florida question. Yes. Name the states that have a higher population, more people, than Florida.
California.
Is that your complete list? I need you to name all of them.
Well, how many?
No, that's part of the question.
That's difficult.
Oh, that's tough, man.
California and Texas.
That's a correct answer.
Woo-hoo!
Might have been difficult for you, Gary. Woo! It was not difficult for him.
I would have probably also said New York.
Florida just passed New York. Well, not this weekend. But otherwise, they passed New York.
You counting Rikers Island or not?
Yeah, not counting Rikers.
Let's go to Bandwagon. Bandwagon, what's up?
What's going on?
Everything's good, buddy. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Hey, let that unemployed lawyer ask me a question.
Do you want the one that's out there? What's the largest city in landmass in the entire country is in Florida? Do you want to tell me?
No, give me a new one.
Okay,
new one.
The area code of Brevard County is 321. Why? 321 is the area code of Brevard County. It's symbolic.
Oh, I
I think I know that one. I feel like I know that one.
Yeah.
I feel like I can get that one right.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to
line one.
Ben, what's up with it? Ben.
Hi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let me get that Harvard question.
Okay.
The area code of Brevard County, that one?
No, the landmass.
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville is correct answer.
Okay, now you're in Horn Lake. Would you like a question about Lil Wayne or a question about an African-American adult film star?
And let's go with Lil Wayne.
Okay. Lil Wayne has won 5 Grammy Awards, but he's won Best Rap Album at the Grammys only once. For which album did he win Best Rap Album?
Do we get an A, B, C, D like we do the other questions?
I feel like if you're committed to Lil Wayne, you would know this off the top of your head.
All right, how about the Carter?
It's, you want to pick one of those?
The first one.
It's not the first one.
It's not,
I know. It's not the first one. Maybe it should have been, but it wasn't. Let's go to Ben. Back-to-back Bens. Ben, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's good. You want a Harvard or a Horn Lake?
I do Harvard. Is there one still out there?
The one that's still out there is Brevard County, Florida, has the area code 321. That's symbolic. Why? Or I can give you another one.
Is that where they launch space shuttles from?
Yes, it is. Cape Canaveral. Cape Canaveral.
3-2-1 liftoff.
Is
that's
in
what she said.
Yes,
3-2-1
exactly.
Liftoff.
That is Brad with us. That's what she said.
Okay, now you're in Horn Lake. Do you want a adult film star question or a Lil Wayne question?
Let's go Lil Wayne.
You guys are boring. Ooh. What one-time presidential candidate? Oh, do you want the old one or a new one?
A new one.
What one-time presidential candidate was name dropped in Lil Wayne's hit, Lollipop?
Oh, one-time presidential candidate. I have no idea. John McCain?
It's not John McCain. I wish it would have been John McCain. It wasn't. Yeah. It'd have been funny, I think, but it was not John McCain. Let's go to John. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's good. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go Harvard.
Harvard. What's the capital, state capital of Florida?
The state capital of Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Tallahassee?
Correct.
How about that? Now you're in Horn Lake. Would you like an adult film star question or a Lil Wayne question?
Well, I guess somebody's got to break the ice. I don't know anything about either one of them, so let's go with the adult film star.
All right. Which of the following, and these are all African-American adult film stars, just to show that we are a diverse show.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not a film in which adult film star Bethany Benn starred? Is it A, Street Hookers for White Guys 2,
uh-huh.
B, Baby Got Boobs, C, Throat Injection, or D, Big Butts Like It Big?
What's going on?
B,
Baby Got Boobs. I am sorry to inform you, Bethany Benz is indeed the star of Baby Got Boobs. She's the star.
Bethany Benz?
Bethany Benz, like Mercedes Benz, except it's not Mercedes.
I didn't know if it was B-E-N-Z or B-E-N-D-S.
I'm assuming that's not her given name.
Could be both.
That's an alias,
higher class,
right?
Higher class.
It's higher class. She's a higher class. It's the highest class Bethany you can get.
Right.
That's got to be an alias.
Yeah.
No, Brad. I think that's her family name.
Okay.
I think she was given that name.
Benz.
The Benz family.
Yeah, look at her.
The Benz
Bethany.
Family.
Yeah, the Benz. Yeah, the Benzers.
Yeah. You know, she was born, mom and dad were named Benz.
Heard that.
They named her Bethany Benz. What are you going to do? Where are we at, Brad?
Line four, we're still with Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Goes over to Harvard, right?
No, he got it wrong. Are you not paying attention?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Carl. Let's go to
he said B. It wasn't B at all.
No, it wasn't B at all.
Line one, we're with Deaton.
Bethany Benz was the star.
It made sense that he picks B, then we go to Bethany Benz, though, like the whole theme.
Mix it up on him a little bit.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Deaton. Deaton, what's up?
What's up, Gary?
Everything's good, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not much.
Cool. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let me do a Harvard.
Okay.
What states border Florida?
I'm going to go with Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi.
No.
Ooh.
You were good there for a while.
Right. Yeah, that's
what, that's what she said.
All right. Well, we're with Craig. Craig, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, you want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let me have a Horn Lake question about one of your friends named Spanky or Troy.
You ready?
Ready.
Which, you want a new one or an old one?
New one.
Okay. Which of the following is not a film?
No, I don't want a film question. I'll take the Lil Wayne.
You want a Lil Wayne question? Okay. Ooh. Do you want a new one? Here's a new one.
Yes.
Lil Wayne has nearly died from scissor like a million different times. That often features codeine. My question is this. Which of the following rappers actually did die from what amounted to a codeine overdose?
What's going on?
Is it A, Prodigy, B, Donkey Cartel, C, Pimp C, or D, Proof?
Donkey Punch.
No, it's Donkey Cartel, and Donkey Cartel did not die from codeine. He, of course, was shot at the mall in Charlotte at the age of 18.
Craig, did you just call the band Donkey Punch?
It's not a band, it's a rapper.
Mule Kick.
I know what you're saying.
All right.
I know what you're doing.
Craig should have gone with the porno question.
Donkey Cartel, he was murdered at a shoe store in a mall
at
age 18, like
That's
right
sad.
Around the Christmas holiday. His last Instagram post was him like waving a gun. And then the next time you see him, he's like laying there dead in the shoe store in the mall. Like, sort of had it coming, you know?
It was kind
of, hell of a deal. Hmm. Where are we at?
We're line three. Thomas.
What's up?
Oh, what a do, pimp?
I'm trying to get through it, baby. You all right?
Oh, doing good, doing good. About to head on down to the Bill Burr Show. Check him out down at the casino.
Oh, that should be fun. He's funny. He's, like, legit funny. That'll be a good time for you.
Oh, yeah, I love him. I listen to his podcast and seen his new specials and everything. He's great.
No, he is great. All right, you want a Harvard or a Horn Lake?
Man, let's go with the Wheezy F, baby.
Okay.
A little toonchy question.
You want a new one or an old one?
Well, I probably know them all. I'll go ahead and take that old one. You know, R.I.P. Pimp C, one of the kings of the Stepping on Scissor classic. So, you know, he was all over that one.
Pimp C did die in West Hollywood at the age of 33, overdosed on syrup. That's a correct answer. Now you're with Calkins.
Yeah, and it's a real quick fact. I believe that his first, one of his last phone calls was to DJ Paul, actually.
Is that true?
Yeah, one of the last people who ever talked to Pimp C, the great DJ Paul, King of Memphis.
You got to be careful with that syrup, man. It's rough.
Scissor.
Oh, yes, sir.
You can tell me what states border Florida, or I could give you a new Florida question.
Oh, I'll take that one and watch me miss it. The states that border Florida, that would be Georgia and Louisiana.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Alabama.
He's got a mastery of some subjects.
Thomas, are you? What are you doing, man? What's going on?
He could have answered any Lil Wayne question possible, but like a map of the United States, it gets a little dicey. Mm. Hey, listen, I'm not sure I know that one off the top of my head.
I think Thomas was getting after.
I'm not ridiculing. It's Friday. He ought to be.
Yeah, I heard that.
Anthony, what's up?
What up?
Yo, you want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Is the presidential name drop still out there?
Yes, it is. The question is, in Lil Wayne's hit Lollipop, he name drops a one time, maybe more than one time, but a former presidential candidate. Who is that presidential candidate?
Was it Gary Hart?
No, it was not Gary Hart.
There's a blast from the past.
I thought you had that one for sure. I'm just as frustrated as you are. Where are we at? Let's go with Rod. Rod, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Everything's good, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Horn Lake.
Okay, you want adult film star or Lil Wayne?
I go with Lil Wayne.
Which, you want an old one or a new one?
New one.
Okay. Oh, God, this is going to be so easy. But you know what? You get it. It's right here in front of me. I'm just going to read the question. What's Lil Wayne's real name?
Carter.
Dwayne Carter is the correct answer. Very good. Now you're with Calkins.
All right, I got a couple questions. No, I think the only one I have out there is what states border Florida, or I could give you a new Florida question.
Let me get a new Florida question.
Okay, a new Florida question. Florida is not actually the lowest state in the country. The lowest mean elevation, in other words, the closest to sea level, is not Florida. There is a we'll call it a small mid-Atlantic state that has a lower mean elevation than Florida. What is it?
My head just exploded.
What is he talking about?
No multiple choice?
I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay,
ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll say North Carolina, Rhode Island, Delaware, or Massachusetts.
Mm.
Mid-Atlantic, North Carolina.
No, I'm sorry. I tried. I said small, too.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up with Devontae. Devontae, what's up? Devontae?
I'm here.
I got you. What's up? You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go with Horn Lake.
You want adult film star or Lil Wayne?
Adult film star.
You're damn right. Which of the following is not a film in which adult film star Lacey Duvall starred? Is it A, Freak Nasty 7, B, In Those Jeans, C, Up and Comers 10, or D, Racially Motivated 1?
Let's go with D.
She was not in Racially Motivated 1.
That's the correct answer.
Misty Stone is the star of Racially Motivated 1. That's the correct answer. You're with Pop.
All right. You can give me the states that border Florida. You can give me the small mid-Atlantic state that has a lower elevation than Florida, the only state in the country that has a lower elevation than Florida, or I could give you a new Florida question.
Let's go with the states that border Florida are
Alabama and Georgia.
That's a correct answer.
Just two. Now you're a winner.
Just two.
We're going to end this thing with a winner.
Yeah.
Rhode Island, the answer to your other question?
No.
No?
Delaware.
Who would have known?
I would not have known. I'll be completely honest.
Well, then that seems like a perfectly fair question to ask people on a sports show.
Yeah.
Something that you admit nobody could have possibly known.
Oh, like everybody knows you're African.
The porno questions.
Like everyone just knows off the top of their head.
That doesn't just come to your mind.
The point of that is simply to make people say inappropriate phrases.
What's funnier than
live
Delaware?
On the radio. Throat injection? Throat injection.
You got me there.
You asked the question.
You got me there.
What's funnier than Delaware? Throat injection is funnier than Delaware. What presidential candidate did Lil Wayne name drop in his
Lil
hit
Wayne.
Lollipop?
Jesse Jackson.
It's not Jesse Jackson.
He ran for president.
True.
Was it Ronald Reagan?
No!
He was president, so it's a candidate. I'm saying it's a candidate.
She ran for president.
Oh, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is the correct answer. Technically, Hillary Rodham. He said, I get her on top, she drop it like it's hot, and when I'm on the bottom, she Hillary Rodham.
He's a freaking poet, man.
That's
pure magic.
Robert Frost stuff.
That is magic.
It's either that one or the road not taken.
I actually don't like Lil Wayne.
That's just magic.
I never got into Lil Wayne. I never liked it. One time I was on this show, like this hip-hop/sports talk show, like based in Houston.
I remember that. Yeah.
So they had me on, and they would just ask me basketball questions and hip-hop questions. So we're talking, and they were like, what are you listening to now? And I was like, bang, 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 ba-bang. And they were like, so what do you think of Lil Wayne's new album? And I'm like, honestly, like, I don't like it. Like, I don't really like Lil Wayne. Like, I mean, I know that people think he's a genius, and he's tremendous, and he's super talented. And I've seen interviews with him where he seems interesting. Mm. But, like, his actual music, I don't care for it. And they were, like, laughing. And I was like, what? And they were like, well, we got... just signed a Lil Wayne's label in studio
with us.
I was like, yo, you got to give me a heads up on that, man.
Have who?
Like, I can't even remember who
label.
It was, but somebody who had just been signed to Lil Wayne's
label. If he's such a genius, why is he going down on Scissorp?
Well, Prince was a genius. He went down on prescription drugs.
Yeah. He should, you know.
A lot of people.
A
lot of
make
bad choices. A lot
you
of geniuses.
Stay
a lot
off
of
the stuff,
a lot of geniuses
man.
Make bad
you
choices.
You walked right into that one,
you know what is? Genius sometimes drives you to
drink and do stuff.
It very clearly does.
Really?
Well, whatever. Your drug of choice.
Yeah, your drug
is.
Of choice.
You know, Jimi Hendrix, whoever it is.
Even geniuses have vices,
damn.
Brad.
Yeah.
Struggle in real ways.
Struggle with the nature of existence, really.
I don't even know what Scissorp is.
Well, it's good. Keep it that way.
It's a purple thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, Calkin?
It's a purple. It's like a cough syrup thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double cup.
Yeah. Double cup.
Why a double cup? Why do we need two cups? Can't you just do one?
Just looks better, I think. Yeah. I think mostly it just looks cool.
It looks good.
I walk around the house double cupped all the time.
Yeah, but that's like New Amsterdam.
Drink it straight.
Yeah, heard that.
Calkins, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
See you later.
Thanks, Jeff.
Throat injection is what's funnier than Delaware, since you asked.
Yeah.
Be back with dinner to go.
Tennessee has its home opener against Indiana State. Hi, this is Bob Kessler, inviting you to join us for complete Ball Network coverage as the Volunteers take on the Sycamores.
Saturday's Tennessee SEC pregame starts at 1:30. Kickoff, Tennessee versus Indiana State at 3 p.m.
This is Coach Butch Jones. Hear all the action Saturday here on your home for Tennessee football, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Find new roads, Jim Karras Chevrolet out at 2000 Covington Pike. They're on the web, jimkarrasmemphis.com. It is family-owned and operated since 1949, open 6 days a week, every day except Sunday, and even sometimes on Sundays. And nobody in the entire Mid-South has a larger inventory of new Chevrolets than Jim Karras Chevrolet. That's a fact. 0% financing is available. Also a fact. We're talking about more than 100 Silverados, Suburbans, and Tahoes in stock. Crew cab Silverado for... up to $8,000 off. That's available right now. You can drive a Tahoe for less than $20 a day, a Suburban for less than $30 a day. You pick the vehicle. It doesn't matter whether it's Ben Karras, Matt McKean, one of the other managers. They can get you a price within 15 minutes. If you're serious about buying a car this weekend, you get in touch with Jim Karras Chevrolet. You make sure to watch the promotions tomorrow morning on television. Pre-owned vehicles, hundreds of them as well. All makes, all models, all price ranges. Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Dodgers, Nissans, even luxury brands. You want a Lexus, a BMW, a Mercedes, you can get those at Jim Karras Chevrolet. Shop online on the website, jimkarrasmemphis.com. Up to 80 pictures of every single vehicle. That's jimkarrasmemphis.com. Find new roads, 387-2000. They're out of 2000 Covington Pike. And again, that website, jimkarrasmemphis.com.
Hey guys, my name is Jason Tilson, firefighter from Black Canyon, Arizona, and I love Firehouse Subs because the more subs they sell, the more they are able to help save lives in our communities. That's why the guys at Firehouse Subs are introducing the new $5 snack time combo. From 2 to 5 p.m. every day, you can get a small sub, chips, and a 22-ounce drink all for just $5. So now, even an afternoon snack can help save lives because a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders all across the country. Thanks, guys. It means a lot to all of us.
New $5 snack time combo at Firehouse Subs. 2 to 5 p.m. every day. Get a small sub, 22-ounce drink, and chips for just $5. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
You already know that if you're in the market for a computer, whether that's a new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer, Cooper Systems is your spot. High-end, low-end PC, or yes, an Apple product, Cooper Systems is your spot. Did you know that they also offer business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true. They do that. So if your network or server, you know, isn't performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. What they can do is design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, tablets, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems can handle it for you. That's Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Numbers 360-9679, 360-9679. On the web, coopersystems.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and you might know that my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health last year. It was a wonderful experience, thanks largely to Dr. Jacques Sampson with the Maternal Fetal Medicine Services at Regional One Health, and I'm here with him now. So, Dr. Sampson, simple question. Why did you recommend that we deliver at Regional One Health?
You know, Gary, Regional One Health's Maternity Center has the only Level 3 high-risk perinatal unit in the Mid-South. I knew it was the best place for your situation.
Yeah, we were fortunate to have the great team at Regional One Health providing our care, but I'll be honest, having a baby there wasn't even on our radar until you reassured us about your great team, which is why I'm glad I've been able to share my story.
But it's not just high-risk pregnancies. Our maternity center features complete obstetric care for patients at every level of pregnancy. We also have certified nurse midwives for those who are interested.
All right, so how does someone get to work with the team at Regional One Health?
It's easy. Just get a referral or call our offices. You can learn more about all of our amazing doctors on our website at regionalonehealth.org.
That website again, regionalonehealth.org.
Orion Federal Credit Union. It's just like a bank. If banks had lower loan rates, better checking accounts, and didn't charge crazy fees.
I'm loving this coffee because with every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day, I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com.
Enjoy Kroger ground beef for $1.99 a pound in the 5-pound roll. And yellow peaches are 99 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mattress by Michael Zauner is where you will always find everything priced 50% to 80% off retail store prices. They don't have sales because they're always less expensive than retail anyway. We're talking about an authorized certified dealer selling brand new factory seconds, overstocks, and discontinued models at factory direct pricing. One store, one owner. That owner's Michael Zauner, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. Been selling mattresses in the Memphis area for nearly 17 years. You can reach him at 359-1040, 901-359-1040. That store is at 2790 Kirby Winton Road at the corner of Summer Avenue in Bartlett next to Hollywood Feet. They also sell furniture. So if you need a bedroom set, living room set, dining room set, rug, anything to furnish a home, you can probably get it at Sleepy's Ease. You should check there. Same deal, 50% to 80% below retail store prices. You mention my name, which is Gary Parrish, you'll get an additional 10% off. So make sure to do that. You can get by there this weekend. Sleepy Z's Mattresses by Michael Zauner, 359-1040. Top brands, factory direct prices, superior service on the web. SleepyZZZS.com. special shout out to International Paper for getting involved with Coaching for Literacy. It was announced today that they're going to sponsor the Memphis game this year and the LSU game this year. I mean, that's a big financial commitment for the Coaching for Literacy Foundation that I work with that is based right here in Memphis. For folks who are unfamiliar, the website's coachingforliteracy.org. You can go check it out there. But remarkably and disturbingly, only about 64% of kids in the United States right now, they do not read at grade level. That's here in the United States of America. And so it's something Coaching for Literacy has been working for years now to help change. And what they've been able to do with these awareness games is raise enough money to fund more than 50 literacy projects across 20 communities in 11 different states, benefiting more than 7,600 kids. I've seen the work they do up close. It's really, really impressive stuff. And so, again, special shout to International Paper for jumping on board. That's a big financial commitment to a worthy cause. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
I mean, a whole lot. We learned about hurricanes.
So much.
Yeah. We learned about hurricanes. We learned about racist football fans.
Yep.
We learned about Tennessee's trash can.
Yep.
We learned about Delaware.
Yeah.
We learned that only two states actually border Florida. Did you know that off the top of your head?
I did know that. Yeah. And Zeke Elliott.
Looks like he's going to be able to play all year long. We learned that. And then we learned
about black African-American porn stars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.